Hospital Group Mediclinic, which has assets here in South Africa and Namibia, has contracted the services of Moshesh Partners, which is a black-owned alternative renewable energy asset manager, to install solar photovoltaic or PV systems at six of its hospitals. The group has signed a 12-year power purchase agreement with Moshesh Partners, with the option to extend the agreement to 25 years. The plan is to ensure that their hospitals have access to affordable as well as clean power over that period. And we discussed this agreement just following President Ramaphosa's announcement last week, which allows for embedded generation, that is power generation by companies, of up to 100 megawatts from a mere 1 megawatt before. Well, to discuss the Mediclinic energy deal, I'm joined on the line by Dan Palm. He's the CIO at Moshesh Partners. Thank you very much, Dan, for joining us. Now, this is a great deal for your firm with Mediclinic. What exactly are you going to be providing to the hospital group, and how much power will they have to play with?
Hi, Nandru. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think this is very exciting for the group. I mean, Moshesh Partners is a renewable energy fund manager. We launched late last year, and this is our first kind of investment out of the fund. And I think having Mediclinic as our counterparty on the first investment is super exciting. So essentially, we're putting up solar PV up on the roofs of six hospitals across South Africa. The plan is to extend that up to 10 hospitals, but the initial agreement is for six. So the total investment sort of sits around sort of 27 million rand just over sort of 2 megawatts. We're restricted by the roof sizes on the hospitals, but super exciting for us, and I think super exciting for Mediclinic.
Indeed. So when does the construction of the infrastructure kick off, and what are the timelines in terms of getting the job done before everything comes on stream?
So the timelines are to start construction in the next 2 weeks. Obviously, we'll run the projects one after the other. I think the aim is to have them up and running sort of before the end of the year. But the construction time should be around sort of 6 weeks per project.
So for companies going down the route of alternative energy procurement, cost is obviously a factor. How significant are the cost efficiencies in going down this route?
The cost sort of efficiencies have massively improved over the last couple of years. I mean, if you compare what we find in terms of the PPA for Mediclinic compared to kind of the cost that Mediclinic would be procuring from Eskom, I mean, you're looking at sort of 30 to 40% saving on the electricity cost. Obviously, Mediclinic, the ambition is not just to save cost. I think that is one of the aims.
Yes.
The other aim is obviously to become carbon neutral and to reduce the reliance on coal generated power. So certainly with the PV panel prices coming down dramatically over the last couple of years, have allowed sort of companies like ourselves to sell power and sell clean power to Mediclinic at very cost competitive rates. So it's become a sort of cost issue as well as a sort of a green issue as well.
Exactly. So as a company in the renewable energy space, you must be very excited by President Ramaphosa's announcement last week that embedded energy can now go up to 100 megawatts. Have you had any knocks on the door since the announcement?
So I was actually chatting to my partner and co-founder, Tsitsi Shongwe, and we were saying when he announced this, it was like sort of Christmas to come early. clients were phoning us, and I think we'd be having conversations with clients and effectively educating them and sort of trying to get them over the line. And as soon as this sort of announcement came through, I think everyone in the sector was expecting it to go from 1 megawatt to 10 megawatts.
Yes.
Gwede and Tasha had spoken quite a bit about sort of limiting it to 10 megawatts. And you know, the last 5 years in the renewable sector, we've been kind of beaten down, and to suddenly have this sort of floodgates open, you know, I mean, with respect to the 100 megawatts was just quite amazing.
So yeah.
There are certainly not a lot of companies in this country who could probably take 100 megawatts. But I think just the signal that it's in the market is hugely positive.
Absolutely. And just in terms of, I mean, just from your perspective working in the space as Moshesh, what sort of potential do you see in terms of job creation in this area, given the announcement?
Well, we see massive opportunity. And I think this is kind of one of the main criteria that we look at when we allocating investment out of the fund. In terms of individual projects, obviously there's a limitation on in terms of job creation, in terms of actually installing the plant. I mean, we don't just do solar, we do wind as well. There's obviously jobs created in terms of operating the plant. But what this is going to create now is we're going to create a upstream and downstream industry. So you're going to start seeing panel manufacturers. You're going to start seeing people manufacturing structures, people manufacturing turbines. So there's going to be a lot of sort of upstream and downstream jobs created through this investment.
Yeah, and in the short term, of course, there'll be many companies that are excited and will want to activate their procurement plans in terms of their energy needs. Will there be the capacity to deal with the forthcoming demand?
I think certainly yes. I think this 100 megawatts, I think there needs to be quite a bit of clarity coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're waiting for sort of Schedule 2 to be published in the sort of next 60 days. So I think that will kind of provide quite a bit of clarity around what can and can't be done. We're certainly seeing a massive demand in the sort of what we term the C&I space, so the commercial and industrial space. Customers are feeling betrayed by Eskom. I think Eskom is doing everything it can to kind of generate power and give power, but I think customers are saying we need to take sort of our future into our own hands and need to sort of create sort of these embedded and self-generation projects. So we certainly see a massive sort of demand in this sector, and there's a massive amount of capital looking for a home. And what we think is very good risk-adjusted returns.
Yeah, and I suppose we just need to be confident that indeed the amendment will take place within the next 2 months, as the President said.
Yes, so I think the sector is sort of continuing going forward. I mean, we're speaking to a number of JSE-listed companies at the moment looking to put embedded generation that won't really be affected by this. You know, I mean, the end of the 1 megawatt barrier,
yeah.
They can go ahead. It doesn't require this kind of amendment. I think certainly when the amendment does come, it will start to benefit the mining sector because I think they are sort of large energy users. But I think it's what it's done is it's created an impetus in the market to say, guys, we're really serious about our energy future. We're really serious about stimulating investment in the sector. And we're already having conversations with manufacturing outfits about creating new manufacturing capacity in this country. So I think things are really exciting.
That was Dan Palm. He's a CIO at Moshesh Partners.